the more clear I get, the more beautiful our relationship becomes, because I bring self-respect and self-love. So with that, part of what's healed our relationship and allows me to not quote unquote lose myself is that I love myself more now than I have before.
Family life is essential. Jim and I are on a mission to help you live the best one. You'll hear personal stories from thought leaders of strengths and struggles with proven strategies to help you make the most of your 18 summers. I'm your co-host, Jamie Shields.
All right, 18 summers community. We're here today with a friend of mine for, gosh, the last 12 years, Mr. John Vrohman of Front Row Dads.
John, welcome.
Hey, guys. I can't think of a better way to be spending some time this afternoon. I've been really genuinely looking forward to reconnecting.
Yeah, us too.
I feel like I've not met you in person other than maybe the first Fam Abundance a very long time ago. I'm not certain that our paths have crossed live since then.
Yeah, because when I spoke at the first two Front Row Dads, but obviously that was just us dads.
So. Yeah, I'm confident of two things. One, I know a lot about you because of the way that Jim talks about you. Mm-hmm. And number two, whatever amount of time that we have spent hanging out is not enough.
Yes, absolutely. Sure.
So as we were talking before this started, there'll have to be a Costa Rica rendezvous.
That's a done deal. That's a for sure yes.
And you know a lot about us in the 18 summers message about you only have a certain amount of time. Let's make the most of it. Put that which is priority in priority. And that's a huge crossover of Front Row Dads. I remember right when you were starting it saying, this is what I care about. And then watching you develop it. This isn't a businessmen's group for families. It's family men with businesses. I love that. Yeah. And you've really scaled it. I mean, how big are you guys now, John? There's a couple hundred people from all over the world, right?
Yeah, we have 320 some as of this morning. We just had our first $1 million year, which is cool as a company, which is exciting. And this is built very organically, as you know. We've done, I want to say zero marketing or sales, although it's hard to claim zero. But truly, it's been built by the members, bringing other guys in. And it's been very natural for the last, I don't know how many years it's been now, seven-ish. And it's been exciting to see it grow the way that it has. And I want to say two things. On the note of 18 summers, thank you to both of you for anchoring that in my mind back when this whole thing began in 2016, because we are booking a summer trip. We have booked a summer trip. It's done. Where we're going to be going for 4 weeks this summer and traveling. And largely that is driven by the desire to connect with my kids now while they're 8 and 13, knowing that 18 summers is very real. So I wanted you to know that we're taking massive action this summer. And the second thing I want to reflect about the timeline and how long we've known each other and the impact, and you're being very complimentary of our business. But the truth is that we've grown because of families like yours. Because of guys like you, Jim, who brought the message to us of the family board meeting. And true story, my board meeting with Ocean was this past weekend. Nice. And I can show you right now, if I walked into my kitchen, there is a calendar and every day he checks off the box, counting down to our day. Every single day he checks off that box. And I swear, if I had him tell me one more time, is it 3 months? 3 months seems like so long. Do you think it should be 2 months? Yeah. And by the way, you know, we spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
I know you didn't bring me on the show to do that. That's not why I'm here, but I had to say it because it's what's true and it's what's real. And it's obviously, it's a tip of the hat to both of you and the message that you're bringing to the world. So I just wanted to get that in there.
No, we love hearing stories.
Yeah, I love to hear it being used. This simple little thing just took hold and spread by people like you. So thank you right back to you. So
yeah. And it's crazy how fast it goes, because our two oldest, one is on
almost 20
and almost 18. And so this is the first summer we're not together the entire time. We're in Costa Rica for 5 weeks and they only came for one of those weeks. And that's a big difference. This week that they're here, we're all in and we were on a boat right before getting together with you. But it's just amazing how fast. And I know that people say it all the time. It goes really fast. Oh my gosh, it goes really fast.
Even when you're marking the time.
So it's nice to hear the reflection of other people implementing it. So thank you.
Yeah. And before we get space healing and nervous system? Because I'm anxious to hear about this. Where's the month-long adventure?
So 2 to 3 days in Iceland, just to sort of like land and get our bearings, do a little nature, little hiking, little hot spring. Then it's off to the south of France, where we're going to meet 4 or 5 other families. And we're going to do a week together there. Some guys that you know, in fact. And then we're going to go take either a train or a plane up to Amsterdam, where I'm meeting my mom and dad, my sister and my niece. And then we're going to do 4 days there before we get on a river cruise down to Switzerland. So it's 7-day river cruise with my mom and dad and my sister and my niece. And then we're going to do a week in Switzerland and just outdoor hiking, nature, and then back home.
Oh, that's great. Fantastic. What an adventure. I'll look for pictures on that one.
Yeah. And do you know, by the way, because I know we're just flowing here, Tony Lilios. Do you know Tony?
Yeah. I was in a leadership group. He actually brought me out to speak at his group in Tahoe years ago.
By the way, he and I hit it off big time. Love that guy. And he did a family biking trip, which you may know about, in Holland. And it was just awesome. So I make a couple connections there, but Tony's the real deal.
Yeah, he's a good guy. We have a lot of crossover. Small world.
A lot of ambition.
Yes.
Super cool.
Well, let's talk about space healing and nervous system. I know when we said, hey, we haven't had you on 18 summers, share so many values. What would you like to talk about? And I always trust your judgment.
What would you like to teach us about?
I'm
so glad that you two are here today for class. Here's why that came up. That came up because here's what's present. Here's what's happening right now. As we record this, Tatiana has been in Peru for 7 weeks, and she's about to come home on Monday. Mm-hmm. And this is the space that we have created in our relationship to heal. And I will tell you that it leaves a lot of room for like the imagination to like, well, what happened? What led to this? Why did she go? And these are all great questions. And I want to make sure that I get to the punchline or the headline, which is that I have massively underestimated the power of space and healing in my life and in my relationship with Tatiana. Like sometimes we were very intentional and we wanted to learn how to communicate. Okay, so I say this and you say this, and this is how we can work together when we're in proximity. A lot of our work was how to be together, how to support each other, how to listen to each other, how to witness each other, whatever it would be, right? And I underestimated the value of space and healing. And here's the example that I've been using lately to describe this feeling that I have. If you wanted somebody to dance, right? So you want your partner to feel fully alive. And you sometimes think you know what that is, that what they need or what you need to do. And you are doing this dance together through life, right? You're doing this dance. And sometimes it felt like I was trying to get Tatiana to do a certain dance for me and for us and what I thought was quote unquote right in a relationship. But what I didn't realize is that as much as I put on the right music and I was like, well, let's do this dance, and I create the right environment, create the right incentive to dance, and I try to create a safe space for her to dance, and all these things, the metaphor of dance is for all of the engagement in a relationship. But what I didn't realize was that if somebody has a broken leg, all the enticing music and atmosphere and safety and all of that's not going to make a difference if somebody has a broken leg. The only thing that that person needs is healing. And then what's amazing is once that person heals, then the dance might take place naturally in your life. You're not having to force it, but you're allowing for it to happen because the healing took place. And my buddy, our friend Tucker, has said to me before that rarely is it a couple that figures something out, maybe collectively together. Whether or not you agree with this, the point he makes is valid, I think. It's that one person often goes away and heals and comes back and brings a healed version of themselves to the relationship.
Yeah.
And the last kind of disclaimer on that is, I don't think that couples don't need to learn how to work together or learn how to communicate or spend time together. I certainly believe in that too. I just undervalued the space and the healing in a relationship, like what we've experienced, where she's the furthest she's ever been away from me. I've spoken with her the least in our entire marriage, and I've never felt closer to her.
That's special. Yeah.
And now, John, not to pry, but just to understand a bit, is this
pry as much as you want?
We're pretty open on our show, and I know you listen in some. A big part of mine and Jamie's marriage moving forward and thriving forward has been our own healing and the things we went through.
Separately.
Yeah. But we would say, you would say it when we first really started getting serious about saying, I need to take care of some things in my past and vice versa. We would get in arguments and Jamie had the foresight to say, this argument is not between us.
It's not
that makes sense.
It's not us. There's other people in the room.
Yeah, there's things that have to be removed. And so we understand. But anything you want to share, you're welcome to. Anything not.
Well, I was wondering, I think my question was, is this the same thing? Like what she's bringing in and what you're bringing in? Or is this something that is between the two of you? If that makes sense. Like, did she have to take space because she's like, hey, John, I need a minute from mine and your dance? Or was it something that her leg has been broken all along, I guess?
Yes.
Long and short.
Yes. Both.
Yes, it's all of it. And That's also something that I was in the sauna this morning with a really good friend. And that's what we kept landing on. So I'm 47 now. Most of my life, I've been trying to figure out if it's this or that. Am I doing this because I want attention? Or am I doing this because I really love it? Or am I doing this because I'm trying to get revenge on this person? Like, it's usually like what is the motive? And where I'm landing now is, yes, it's all of it. Like, I can miss Tatiana and want her here and want her to go away, all in basically the same breath. All of that is true. And I will say that I think if you asked her that question, she would tell you that she went to Peru for a couple reasons. So one, I do think she wanted to figure out who she was without me, and I wanted to figure out who I was without her. Because in the dance of our relationship, I think some of that was getting lost. So the question of who am I without you is an important question for us. The second is that she knew she had healing to do in her life. And she would tell you, for example, one of those is that her father left when she was very young. And that has never been fully addressed. She's never given or taken or had or whatever you would put in there, the space to truly sit with that. And it wasn't until her 28th day there that she had a massive breakthrough around this subject. And it was essentially, without leaving you hanging on what that breakthrough was, it was essentially that her uncle has been her father. So she's had a story that I've had no father. And then all of a sudden it hit her. That her uncle has been her father. He's been this strong, masculine, she called him the Lion King in her life, that shows up for her, that is interested in her, that shows her what a solid man is like. And she said, I want you to know that it hit me also that I compare you against him. And he has an incredibly high standard. And so I want that same standard in you, speaking of me. This was a huge part of her healing that she knew she needed. And she also wanted to find her voice. Like if you asked her before she went, why are you going? Part of it was, she goes, I want to find my voice, like literally her singing voice. She feels like she wants to amplify with her song and her words in a way that she feels tight in the chest and neck area and that it's not flowing. And she wanted to find that. She wanted to find her artist. She wants to paint and draw. And what was also beautiful, at the risk of over talking this answer, but I wanted to give you a real answer.
Not at all.
Appreciate it.
Is that the other part of this, where did I want to go with this? I had something on the tip of my tongue I wanted to share. Oh, I just lost it. It'll come back to me. Okay. It'll come back to me in a moment.
And healing is a process, not an event. I'm sure this will be a major part of the process.
Yes.
There's aftershocks, I think. Once in a while, you get over poison ivy, once in a while, a little patch will come back.
Yeah.
I always handle it better when it's
done. It does. Yeah. It comes back.
And I think, too, one thing that I talk to our older sons about, especially the oldest one, who sometimes it's like, well, I did this and I had this epiphany and now I should be all better. And I explained to him how when we're moving along a course, he's a captain. So you would think he would get this charting thing. And you move like even 2 degrees in a different direction. By the time you get to where you're going, you're in such a different place than when you began. And People like that. Because as you say, this dance, and thank you so much for sharing. I know that as Jim addresses things, it loosens my dance moves. And as I address things, his temper, not temper, but tempo with the dance, probably temper tempo.
I think what you said too, John, the one thing we've learned too is space is, oh man, it is important, because I didn't even know about some of my most important healing until we're actually in the room, me and Jamie and a couple other friends. And I mean, make it even worse, it's Tucker McKernan hosting this writing workshop. Mm. And I went into a full on, it was pretty much a panic in front of everyone. And, you know, long story short, it was something at a very young, it was unrelated. And I'm going, what the heck? But what was that? I was probably 40, I'm 49 now at the time. This is about 9 years ago, or maybe not even. So a couple of years ago, I had had a really bad run-in with a priest, and we can leave it there. We all know what that means. And I'm like, what the, how do I even carry this and not see this? And wow, it all started to make sense. But it was in this creative writing class about, okay, this is the end. What's the message I want to do? I would have never, I mean, the person that I've become, especially I'd say over the last 5 years, is so different because the guard has been brought down when I didn't even realize it was up and even why it was up. You know, sometimes we have the clarity of why it's up and where it comes from. Other times we don't.
Yeah. So, Tatiana would say, you know, Gary Chapman wrote a great book with the 5 love languages, but the 6th love language should really be space.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What's interesting is, earlier in my life, and I think this is probably a very consistent story, is I was very busy trying to accomplish and do things, which I think is appropriate in a season of your life. And lately, I think of stillness as a move. So if I like movement, you know, and I like action, then stillness is an action. It's a choice that I'm doing stillness. And as a result of that, this is where the nervous system starts to come up, is I'm realizing just how much I brought to the relationship from an energy perspective. And I'm not talking about good stuff. I'm talking about my nervous system was in fight or flight a lot of the time. And I didn't create safety within myself. So I could not hold safety for her. I could not hold safety for my family because I hadn't learned to cultivate it in myself. And I find that the more I can hold from within, the more I can hold in my family. And typically, if I have a boundary that I'm bumping up against, an edge where I'm like, ooh, that's triggering me, all that means to me is I have found my edge within myself. Now I need to go work on that. And so they're just showing me my own personal edge. And then that my work is to go see how far I can expand that. And when I think of now our group, I say men with range is how I've been describing them. And this range of this light and dark, and that being able to truly hold all that, to hold our anger and to hold our joy, and to be a man that has a full spectrum available to him where he can access all of this light and dark and truly own it. It's the yes and. It's not, am I this or am I that? It's like, yes, you're all of that. This is why the term space, silence, or nervous system is, like, to me, all of my work right now.
That's amazing. And now, John, can you talk to me a bit about, I can't remember if you screenshotted something, but you and I had a good discussion recently about regulating your nervous system. So for example, if one of the children or each other or somebody in your space is just redlining, they're in fight or flight, and you are holding that space and your nervous system is regulated, you can help regulate their nervous system, right?
100%.
And now, which is beautiful and amazing and healing in a great way to think about caring for another person. However, at some point, that person that's constantly regulating the space or others' nervous system, that's taxing. I mean, what do you think about all this?
Yeah, I think self-care is so important. Because I can hold space for my kids up into a point to where self-care then becomes what I need. So I'll give you 2 examples of how this looks in my life. So one is we're on a cruise with my family and Ocean's at the table and he's probably at this point 6-ish and he's out of control to the point to where I'm now getting dysregulated. I can feel it. The first night I'm like, it's almost the typical, if you don't come down, I'm going to need to take you away from the table. And so I do. And he's hysterical, walking through the hallway back to our room. We get to the room and I'm trying to tell him, hey, if you're not regulated, we can't go back. Your behavior is not okay. And I'm trying to say it in the nicest way I can as a dad, but I'm trying to tell him how to behave in order to go back to dinner. And he can't calm down. He is, right, panicking. Can't calm down. Fast forward to the next night, out of control again at dinner, same scenario, back to the room. But this time, I ground myself first. I'm like, maybe his nervous system is not regulated because mine is not regulated. I first ground myself. Then I grab Ocean, I pull him over, and all I want to do is breathe for him. So, right, like I'm trying to breathe, audible breath that he can hear me. And I'm like, I'm going to pace just in front of his breathing to slow him down. So my breathing becomes his breathing. I'm going to show him what breathing, I'm not going to tell him to breathe. I'm going to literally put his heart on my heart and I'm going to move my chest and I'm going to audibly breathe for him. And within a matter of less than 30 seconds, I had his nervous system calm. I co-regulated with him, right? I led him. Whoever has the most dominant breath, I believe, is the one that leads. This is in a relationship too, by the way. Sometimes with Tatiana, I'll start breathing for us in our relationship. Well, that works. And then there are moments when I can't do that for him because I'm totally dysregulated. And I've been finding that with Tatiana, I've been gone for 7 weeks now. I've got all the responsibility of the boys and the business, and my mother-in-law is here. There's just a lot going on, right? And I could keep dropping the things. But the truth is that there are some moments when I've said to the boys over the last 7 weeks, I look at them and I go, guys, I'm going to go to my room for 30 minutes right now. I really need to just focus on self-care. And that's it. I love you guys, but I need time. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it. And if you needed some good stories, I have totally lost it, guys. Like, the thing I want to be clear about is this is a message to everybody listening. It is true. I have a lot of my shit together right now. I feel grounded. I feel solid. My business is great. I'm in love with my wife. We're not fighting right now about anything big. My kids are great. Like, overall, my life is really great. It's true. And I want to say this on top of that. I have absolutely lost my shit in the last 12 months. Like, to the point to where people would go, no, come on, John, you're so nice. I see your heart. And I go, it's true. That's all true. And if I get to the point where I am so dysregulated, so triggered, so sleep deprived, so malnourished spiritually, emotionally, physically, in every way, I'm a fucking beast. Like, my anger is real. I am scary. That's in me. And you know what? Actually, now I love that that's there. Because if I ever have to access that, man, I'm dialed in on that.
But,
that's
exactly.
Warrior side has a purpose to it.
Yes.
You make sure it directs on the right side. And I've said that I always want to direct it outward if needed, but we've directed it inward. And you're saying, why does that happen? What did I do? And there are points of
like misguided emotion. Is that what you mean?
Where I've gone inward like John and been a warrior towards my own family. Mm-hmm. Honestly, for me, John, there was some regulation needed from them, but I just threw myself too heavy into too big of work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Combination. And that's a common combination, I think, for a lot of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big crux that I know you deal with. That's why you reversed it from family men to business. You know, so, and I want to ask, obviously, in the last 10 years, what has been the one biggest single issue you've seen entrepreneur men having with being in their line with their families?
And before we go there, can I want to stay on this.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I love you too, by the way. I really do love you too. I want to be around you more.
Ditto, that'd be great. So one thing that you mentioned was the pieces of losing yourself, that you needed to find out who you were separate of Tatiana.
Yeah.
And who Tatiana is separate of John. Now, when you guys were first coming together, you wanted to be was one and together and learning and kind of shedding away. And I could be wrong when I say this, but correct me if you need to. the pieces of you that weren't the two of you. That makes sense. Like sometimes we talk, we're like, gosh, I wish we would have always been right here. But that's all of the other pieces of all the stuff that wasn't here. And now how do you go from that to then feeling like, oh, but now when I'm here, I've lost the pieces of me. Is it the sleepless night, the not being regulated? You mentioned that part of the dance when if she's dancing in your rhythm, maybe parts of her rhythm are lost. Can you just? Yeah.
So this to me, what I hear, Jamie, is I hear these are boundaries. I think in our relationship, we explore and figure out what our boundaries are and what are our preferences? What are our non-negotiables? What are our standards? Because a lot of times when we're upset and losing ourselves, it's because we don't have a clear boundary. We actually don't know. So we feel dysregulated because we haven't gotten to the point where we're like, I can't do that. I love you, but that's the line for me where I can't cross that. And that because we're not clear, we don't say what we really want or need. Oftentimes we don't even know what we want or need. It creates this chaos in the relationship, this unhealthy dance that we do, the drama triangle. Somebody's the hero, somebody's the victim, somebody's the villain, right? And we do this dance. For me, the more clear I get, the more beautiful our relationship becomes because I bring self-respect and self-love. Most of it is that I no longer see us as separate, nor most people. I see like myself and others within me, and we are one universal life force is how I kind of see it. So with that, part of what's healed our relationship and allows me to not quote unquote lose myself is that I love myself more now than I have before. I would have never said that. You probably would have never heard those words coming out of my mouth years ago. And if they did, I probably would have been repeating them from somebody else saying them. But I had a friend, Jim, I don't know if you know this guy, but he's one of our Front Row Dads. He's been with us for a long time. He's a great dude. His name's Mike Wagner. And he was just voted our MVP at our last retreat. One guy gets the vote of most present, biggest contribution to the room. Somebody who's willing to do the work, be vulnerable. He said something beautiful. Somebody had asked, Mike, why are things going so well in a sense for you? Like, what are you doing differently? And he says, I'm doing a lot of the same things. The difference is I'm doing them because I love myself, not because I'm trying to fix myself.
That's a lot more gentle.
That's great.
And I think that when I get there, Jamie, that I actually have the bandwidth to hold Tatiana in who she is truly. Because what oftentimes happened with us was it was like this. Here's what it would sound like. I need you to change, Tatiana, so I can feel okay. That's the relationship dance, right? I need you to listen so I feel respected. I need you to show up so I feel loved. I need you to say this so I feel worthy. So we want somebody to do these things because maybe we need to feel different. I want my kids to stop yelling so I don't get dysregulated. So the more I learn to cultivate these things from within, the more I can allow other people to just be on their journey and be their fullest expression. And then in many ways, I'm in love with everybody. I'm in love with every human, but I'm choosing Tatiana as my life partner.
That's beautiful. I like that.
Yeah.
And it takes all kinds, right?
Yeah.
And I love that. It shows up for who they need to be.
Well, and I think this goes into is this, when you work with these dads, these family men with businesses, there's a gamut of things that we're juggling and in our life in today's state, because you're working with a lot. What do you think is the biggest challenge? I mean, we've just gone through a pandemic. We've gone through these things. Is it the thriving marriage? Is it regulating business? Is it space for ourselves? Is it letting their health go to hell? I mean, sure, it's all of it. Is there one thing that's kind of the tall poppy right now?
I'm going to do a...
You're going to counter me again?
Spoiler alert. John's answer is going to be yes.
I know. Exactly. I love that. Yes.
I figured he would, but I'm gonna push him hard.
I love it. I know what it is. Is there a trend? Is there something that now with many men in this community being vulnerable and open, it usually comes back to being present. They'll say it in different ways. And when you dig in and you keep getting down to it, it is how do I be present? Because when we are present, the question will come up, when should I have this conversation with my kids, right? When is it appropriate to have this conversation? How much screen time is enough screen time? Like all these questions that come up as a dad. How often should I be taking my wife out on a date? What's the right thing to say? In any category, just go through, right? What's wrong with my body? What does my body need? What should I be eating? How much should I be working out? Like all these questions that we crave and our six pillars, marriage, parenting, health, wealth, emotional intelligence, right? Business evolution, all these, every single one of them, when you have presence, when you're in a non-triggered, non-reactive, fully dropped into your body, tapped into all the senses, like you feel the room, you feel the space within you and around you, and you're fully present to where you're paying attention to people's facial expressions and you know the answer. You are guided by this infinite wisdom from within. Men know the answer. They know what to do in their businesses. They know how to love their wives. They know how to listen to their children. They know how to do the things. They know how. It is literally born into them. And when we see it in somebody else, when we look over and see a man doing something or a woman doing something, we're like, whoa, yes. All that is our body going, I know that's true. And now I see it. You've just given me what I already knew lived within me. So we don't learn things like that. We illuminate the truth that was already within us. We call it learning. But really, it's there, and somebody just illuminated this part that might have felt dark within us in the beginning.
Yeah.
So that's really the challenge and the opportunity for men in our community is to be present. And when they're present, you know what people end up saying? They say things like, those men are solid. And that is the vision of Front Row Dads long term. When I see thousands of men in this community, I see decades into the future, I see a community, guys, where men who are building this community, this Front Row Dads community, they want their boys to join it because they spent two decades building the thing their boys could join. This is the pathway to be a solid man. What's the brand we want? When people go, oh, you're part of Front Row Dads? God, every guy I meet from that group is solid. And solid just means present. That's really what we mean. Fully present.
And that's amazing. That's really what our framework is built on, is complete presence, right? When you think now more than ever, we're competing for presence and attention and everything from, like you mentioned, business and all of the things that build upon us, that weigh us down, that cause those triggers or those edges to bump up. And it reminded me, just to be vulnerable about our own relationship, sometimes when we hit up against an edge and you'll say, well, who are you comparing me to? And my answer, what's my answer always?
No.
Look, try again. My answer is always yourself. It's yourself.
Your best self.
When there's a moment and you're like, it's up in arms and you're like, well, what is the problem? Like, what person are you talking about? I'm like, you. I'm talking about you. When you're present and you're all in and you're on and you're not triggered and you're here and not here. And so what you're talking, I mean, spot on. So
do you guys want to hear a funny story? Like, let me add some humor to this for a moment. Right. So we're in Burning Man last year, and by midweek, we're getting divorced. And by the end of the week, we're madly in love. That's kind of the Burning Man experience. Well, the whole thing was built around the fact that I thought Burning Man for us was going to be this chance for us to drop in together. I've been away. She's like, I thought Burning Man was going to be about us expanding and meeting new people. And like, hence that big conflict, right? We didn't know how to express it. We were saying it energetically, but we didn't know how to say it in those words. In hindsight, we have a lot of clarity. But she had, there's this one moment, the topic of attraction came up and she said something to the effect of, well, I'm not attracted to you when you're being a whiny little bitch or something like that. And by the way, I call this version of Tatiana the Russian assassin, where she just says it like it is. I got a dozen stories like that. But the truth is, I had a conversation with her recently and part of what came up is I said, when I'm at my best, I know what you meant. I know what you meant there. And I'm grateful. By the way, I didn't take it well in the moment, right? I didn't feel good. I didn't feel good. Looking back, I love laughing about it. And the fact is, there is truth in that statement. There is truth. And I love it when she calls me up. Sometimes I wish it were done differently. But the truth is, I'm just glad it's done. I'm glad that she's calling me out. And I do the same for her. And yeah, that's a real part of our relationship too.
We call that creative tension. And something I actually did in a leadership class with Tony.
It makes it sound so lovely, doesn't it?
But you know what it is? The analogy was a suspension bridge.
Yeah.
The suspension bridge gets stretched. That's what's strength.
Yes.
So we call it creative tension, where we're able to go through this perturbation and we exit at a different level. I'm like, wow, that wasn't that fun, but there was some creative tension that there's a deeper love, a deeper understanding, a deeper sense of excitement and adventure for what lies ahead.
And I know I can always push them off the bridge. And Don, I want to be respectful.
Yes, we know you are on it. But before we go, and we'll have a continuation, where can people find out more about you? Front Row Factor, the book is still on Amazon, correct? And where's the best place to reach you?
Yeah, I'm calling in the guys out there that resonate with family men with businesses, not businessmen with families. I'm looking for those men to connect with in our community. If somebody wants to learn more, listen to the Front Row Dads podcast is a great place to start. But the thing I want to say is this: I'm very proud of our community. I love our group, but I also have friends. I have you guys. I have others in my life that have incredible communities of their own in different ways, take different shapes and different forms. The thing I just want to say is that regardless of which community you choose to find your crew, that's the thing I want to call in, is we just need to find our crew, and the crew that will see you, the crew that will call you up, the crew that will call you out at times, the crew that is modeling behaviors that intuitively and instinctively you know are the ones you want to have. And so just be around good people, however that is. Don't isolate. Privacy and solitude are wonderful things, but different than isolating yourself in an unhealthy fashion. And my goal is to do my part in creating safe spaces for people to celebrate their victories and express their challenges and to be seen and held in a space where they can continue to grow.
Love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here today, John, and sharing your wisdom on mostly marriage. I love it.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks, guys.
We'll see you again soon.
I can't wait.
Thanks for joining the 18 Summers podcast and putting your family in priority position. Subscribe and leave a review and help other families just like you.